When Seth O'Brien walked into the Cultural Center yesterday, the decision was easy. He voted yes on Proposition 1. He wants the liquor stores to close.
It's so destructive. There's families grieving. People are dying. Our community has definitely felt the very strong negative effect of the liquor stores.
O'Brien says he knows people will still be able to get alcohol from bootleggers.
But we don't need to enhance the problem. We don't need to make the problem worse.
Still, many people in Bethel, like Alonzo Francis, believe alcohol use is a personal responsibility.
You know, they blame the liquor store. You know, you got to be a responsible drinker. My brother died last June, drowned in the Kuskokwim River. I don't blame the liquor store. I blame him for drinking. Irresponsibility. That's it.
But Mark Helskin thinks people should be responsible for more than just themselves.
Our community has to take responsibility for how our behavior here affects what happens in local villages up and down the river. And the sale of alcohol has been a big problem.
62% of voters said yes to Proposition 1, re-entering local option for alcohol. 54% of Bethel residents voted down Proposition 2, which means furnishing alcohol to someone under age 21 will be a felony. In an even closer vote, 53% of Bethel residents also voted down Proposition 3, marijuana local option. That means marijuana stores can be opened in Bethel. Many who voted for alcohol local option also voted for marijuana local option, like Seth O'Brien.
As a former addict of marijuana, it was very destructive to my health, mental health, physical.
However, the majority of voters aren't as concerned about the effects of marijuana as they are about alcohol. Here's Simeon Charlie.
I don't care about the marijuana because with marijuana, it's not like alcohol.
At least one marijuana store, Alaska Buds, plans to open later this year. And at least three more have applied for a retail marijuana license. Voters at the election also selected their Bethel City Council members. All three female candidates won seats. Here are the candidates ordered by number of votes. Haley Hansen came in first with 801 votes. Alyssa Gustafson-Leary followed with 764. Mark Springer came in third with 666. Cece Franco took the last open seat with 587 votes. Thor Williams got 535 votes, and Fritz Charles had 433. Thor Williams' fifth-place position may be enough to keep him on the city council. Councilmember Carol Jung Jordan resigned last week, and the new council will determine how to fill her one-year term at the next regular meeting on October 8th. That same day, city council will also certify the official results of the election. The turnout for this year's was 28% of eligible voters in Bethel. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.